Okay, let's start with a very interesting Erech Chaim. Perek Yud Beis. Phew. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Yud Beis Chaf Hei. Yud Beis Chaf Hei is the pasuk that says that we should keep Pesach. Next Pesach is when we get to Eretz Yisrael. Vayoki sur vayo lo aretz. Ashita neshem lachem. Kasher diber. Right? So we got the mitzvah called Pesach Mitzrayim. And then Torah says, next time, Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says that that we were not chayim to do Pesach in the Midbar. Tola kosev is bevi osa la'aretz. So there's, but there was, we know that they kept one Pesach. This the second Pesach Mitzrayim, and the second Pesach they kept. Question is, why were they not, why is it a mitzvah teluya ba'aretz? It won't be afterward. That was we keep Pesach and Chutz La'aretz. So Pesach is not a mitzvah that's dependent on Eretz Yisrael. So I guess the pashas is because the geula is only complete when you get to Eretz Yisrael. So why celebrate before? Some suggest because there were so many Jews who didn't have a bris milah for their kids. So look at the Erech Chaim. Erech Chaim.
The pasuk sat in the pasuk is talking about the celebration of Pesach completely, or the Karban Pesach.
I don't know. I don't know.
Avoda hazos.
Yeah.
Avoda hazos lachem v'amartem zebach Pesachu.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Dover's, that could be the blood on the doorpost in the Pesach Mitzrayim event. That's a good point. That is a good point. Right, the Ramban says that it's referring to the Korban Pesach as opposed to the blood. So look at the Erech Chaim. Erech Chaim, Pasuk Chafei, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vayuki Savoyu. Hine Pshat HaKosav Yagid. Ki Mitzvah Zu Eina Ela Acher Kenisa Asam Loretz. The Pshat of the Pasuk is that no Mitzrayim, again, exactly whether we're going to say that it's the Pesach Bechalal. Over the Imperial suggesting just Korban Pesach. One or the other, pshat is nothing doing to get to Eretz Yisrael. But we know, Parshas Balos, because there was one Pesach. Says the Marachayim, Ti mitzvah, im kein loma chozer Hashem midazo. Why did God change his mind? Mitzivas b'nei Yisrael b'shon ha-sheinis, l'asher shetesel moedik v'cholchu ha-sav. Why did G-d Baruch Hu then ask us for a Korban Pesach? In second year of being in the Midbar, next Pesach, right? Again, Orachayim, Perik, Yud, Beis, 12, Chofei, Vinira, Ki Gila Hashem Das El Yoin Bazeh. Kedesh Baruch Hu revealed to us, and we have an English Orachayim, and it's translated Das El Yoin. He revealed to us some level of knowledge of God. Ki Hoya B'daita. Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan was, Im Yizku Yisrael Yasu Pesach Sheni El Beretz Kenan. If we will be Zoyche, then the Taka will not be another Korban Pesach to Eretz Yisrael. Elalit Sad Hamra Osam, May Eis Yatsumi Mitzrayim, but because we rebelled, we weren't behaving, Behei Mamrim Pi Hashem, Vafilu Bi Yamsu, Vizkilu Lam Reis, and David HaMelech says, that we even had rebellious voices at it in the Kriyas Yamsuf. Ze ho yosiva she'orchu ha'yomim. So we didn't have this chus. We lost out on being able to get to Eretz Yisrael as quickly as was intended. He says that the emes is that the plan was Eretz Yisrael. The plan was we'd be in Eretz Yisrael before next Pesach. So the plan was that we wouldn't be skipping time in the Midbar. However, we were not zeicha. So then we ended up staying in the Midbar.
Why did they skip the next 38 years?
Was that?
The same reason is why they had to spend the next 38 years in the Midbar, because of their Chet HaMeraglim. So the same excuse then should apply to the next 38 years.
So hold on. But then he makes the point. He makes one more point and he says, but God knew the future. So why did God expose himself? Why did he take the exposure of being wrong? Why didn't God say initially there's going to be another Pesach? So because Baruch Hu wanted to reveal to us what he really had in mind. Kiviyachol. Okay, now, so the gap that's open over here is what Raphael is pointing out, that it explains to us next year. But what about what happened the other 38 years? So then I don't know how where the Chaim addresses that. The inference from this would seem to be either that we were not zeicha to bring a korban Pesach, or that because Baruch had a certain calculus that the korban Pesach would push us over, would give us the zechus. But after to get there, it's just trouble. Once we were destined to be there for 38 years, so the 38 years became not negotiable. So the Korban Pesach wouldn't help us at all. First year, before Chen Meraglim, it would give us this chus. All right? But after that, nothing's going to happen. See, again, I'm speculating. Or it could be because Baruch Hu wanted us to know that that his Kavan initially was that would be in Eretz Yisrael, that we wouldn't have this gap. It was an unintended gap, so to speak, an unaddressed gap, a black hole in the system. So it's like almost like a golus. Like our golus now. We're not supposed to not have a Korban Pesach. But that's part of golus, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu system, so to speak, is not functioning the way it's supposed to be functioning. So he had to give us the tzivoy for one more. So just the lashon of gormu maaseyim leinichnasu sounds like that we needed some kind of tikkun. But I thought that was that's not the way that we normally look at it, right? We normally look at it that how do we normally look at it? Either because of that we were only commanded to bring Korban Pesach we'd only celebrate the Geula when the Geula was. So the first year we were celebrating having the Mishkan. But after that we were supposed to celebrate being in Eretz Yisrael, having. But then for 38 years there was no additional part of the Geula. Like the Geula was stalled. Good. So that's one already to think about. Let's. Now, something also which struck me, two things struck me this year. One is that if you look at the beginning of Chamishi, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chof Aleph. Perek Yud Beis Til Chof Aleph is Hashem giving Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of Achodesh Lechem and Pesach Mitzrayim and some Pesach Doris. All the way back in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, it says Dabru El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Kol Adas Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu actually relays the mitzvah, that's in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Aleph. And there it says Vayikra Moshe Lachol Ziknei Yisrael. He doesn't give the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, Ziknei Yisrael, and the parsha ends with Kisavoyo Laretz, and then in Pasuk Chavches Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Armakein Osu. So apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is he taught it to the Zakenim. It sounds like something along the lines of what's going to happen after Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu will teach it to a group and they'll teach it. But this is the first time we see Moshe Rabbeinu giving that halacha to Ziknei Yisrael. So here again, the Aruch Chaim is interesting. Aruch Chaim again, Apostle Chof Aleph. Vagam ki Hashem amare lov daril kol Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you should give the mitzvah, give it over to Kol Adas Yisrael, not just to the Zakenim. Yiyeh Peirushay Kimamor Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku. So the Rechaim says that Moshe Ben understood that he was saying talk to the Zakenim first, because Kol Adas sometimes means the Zakenim. Because in the Pasuk, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael means the Zakenim, they're Nechshal. Vayomer Aleim Yechavein L'Sharam. And this means the Yomer Moshe called Ziknei Yisrael, the Yomer Aleim Yechavein Lishoraam Kimishpat Kol Mitzvah Shem Yisrael Shem Moshe. So he means that now he called the Zakenim together, and he gave the mitzvah to the entire Jewish people. Maybe not. Maybe Efshar Shalei Omer El Zakenim. Maybe he only gave it to the Zakenim. Vehem Yedarbu L'Chol Adas Yisrael, and they're going to teach it. Vechalukam Mitzvah Zumi Shor Mitzvah Satayram. And this mitzvah is different. Ki Yedayin Le'Nichnusu Yisrael B'Bris. It's before Matan Torah. V'Leihuchnuchu L'Kones L'Shmor V'Lasais. And we had not yet accepted, we haven't done a Nasa V'Nishma yet. Nasa V'Nishma. And that's what he had told the Zakenim. Haskenim kol echad yedaber b'nachas u'b'derech ha'miskab of name Mishmachtai. K'dei sh'neichem l'aseis. He says, we had not yet committed, we hadn't bought into the deal yet. So since we hadn't bought into the deal, so the Zakenim had to sell it, had to speak it, discuss it softly. After Matan Torah, they can say, this is the way it is. This is what. But before Matan Torah, so since we were not yet obligated to keep the mitzvahs, and we hadn't been makabel, so he had a, Moshe Ben said, I gotta have the zakenim teach each person in a way that the person's not even makabel. So that's why this mitzvah, chalukah, is different. Now again, what's interesting is that from our understanding, it wasn't that much different. From our understanding, is Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Yeshua, and then he taught it to Aaron, and then to Aaron Elazar, and then to Zakenim, and then they taught it to Klal Yisrael. So, but that's never expressed. So Reb Chaim says the fact that it's expressed over here, that means it was a different approach. Now the Reb Chaim is also the one that says later on, we learned this 3 years ago, that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to the Aaron and Aaron to the son and the son to the Zakenim, and they each one taught it differently. So he does say the point of having four different teachings is because everybody expressed a different way. But over here he's saying the fact that it's highlighted is because this Kenim had to sell the parsha, had to sell the pasuk, had to sell the mitzvah.
What about in Parshas Matos, or Roshei Matos?
Yeah.
So we learn out halachos from that. But like in terms of the, like the, I guess the pshat and the psukim over there, right? So what? So what's the, yes, like the pshat, like what would the Orachayim say like over there?
You know? I don't remember. Let's look it up. What was that? Go ahead. The mitzvah was different than other mitzvahs, that it was not publicized the same way. Okay.
Good. What did he say? I can't hear.
That Moshe Rabbeinu did not want the mitzvah of Hatar Sadarim to be so widespread, because it would teach people not to take the word seriously. So there, Rashi Matos means it was given to Rashi Matos, and it was held back.
Got it.
It was held back by the limiting factor. Now let's look at Leil Shimurim. Even before that, another quirk which bothered me is Pasuk Mem Gimel. Pasuk Mem Gimel is that the way Pasuk Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, from Pasuk Aleph till the Pasuk we just learned is Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dorais, and the Zakenim teaching, Moshe teaching, Zakenim teaching Kol Yisrael. Okay. Then the next parsha is that we travel, we leave Ramses to get the Sukkos, all right? And that is, even before that, it's the Paro coming to kick us out. We start borrowing the stuff, we're on our way, we march. And then after we march out, we get a pause. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Shem says to Moshe Aaron, Zayis Chukas of Pesach, and we learn the halachas that we haven't learned yet. What are the halachas we learn? We learn that the family has to be Jewish, has to have a bris, can't be an eved, right? Has to be eaten in one chabura, and that gerim will be treated the same. And then after that, we go to Kaddish Likol Bukhar. So when was this mitzvah that you have to be Jewish, you have to have a Jewish household, that you can't have a bris? When was this given? It doesn't make any sense that this is given after they leave Mitzrayim. But the parsha is after they leave Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, no, this is all part of the earlier parsha, from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Chafei Chavav. Right? It all belongs there. It's a strange thing. It belongs up there. And we have to figure out, according to Rashi, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam decide to put these halachas separate, a separate place? Not with the Parsha previously, and not with Matan Torah, not Baal Ha'ischa. Just hanging there in the middle of the story. Very strange. And they're different halachas. But again, look at the Arachayim. It should be, I think, Mem Aleph. No, Mem Aleph is too far back. Mem Gimel. Kasha. Lama lo yomer davar b'nei Yisrael kaseder omer b'chol mitzvah mitzvah. Why isn't there a davar b'nei Yisrael over here? L'fim asher kasav diki parshut nemer b'arba osu b'nisan. Yisrael lo yomer davar ki hu smucha and davar b'chol das Yisrael. The emes is that this parsha says it belongs to the parsha of Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. There it says, Darbo Kovane, and that's been Israel. V'yesh lo seis tam lomo le nechle v'mkoyma. Ki litzad she mitzvah zu bishle mus, yesh na v'pesach doris, nemra ache yitzis mitzroim, lemra ki zeko bishle mus ma'ake v'doris. So it's conceivable, this one parsha is a parsha for Pesach Doros. All the other parshas were parshas for Pesach Doros, you know, Pesach Mitzrayim, and some for Doros. This is uniquely for Pesach Doros. All right? So therefore, it was separated because it doesn't impact on Pesach Mitzrayim. V'reisi b'medrash rabbi seim. It's on medrash. Shaitzi Hashem ruach migan Eden. Uvisem pischoi shel Moshe. When it's kapsu called Yisrova Omulay Moshe Rabbeinu, Viva Koshach Elena mi Pesach Shulcha. The Mishnah says Yis Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought some kind of spirit from Gan Eden, and that spirit made Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban Pesach a Gavaldik Gar Korban Pesach. And all the Jews said they wanted to ditch their lamb, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, can we have a piece from your Korban Pesach? So he said, Bismillah. So they all gave themselves a Bismillah. So he says, according to that medrash, fits in beautifully. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to be careful. You got to know. And he only told Moshe and Aaron, you got to be careful. You guys have to make sure that no Ben Neichar has from your, and that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to have all these Arelim who want to have your Karban Pesach. And that's how you're going to get them. Zub Bris Mila. Because of the Divrei HaMedrash. But it goes against the din. What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? It's a bait and switch over here. He says, maybe what happened is that the reason that once they did the Bismillah, so then everybody's Korban Pesach was as geshmak as Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban Pesach. Risi Raya le Divrei HaMedrash Shlei Rotsu Limol Mimash Nemer Yechezkel Veyamru Bibli Omu Lishmaya Harish Nekibu Asoyis Misi Zvarach. Because there's a Raya that they were didn't do Korban Pesach. But that, again, the Kasha is stronger than the Terutzim, right? The first Terutz is that this was said that this matter was a Lidoris issue. So I'm not sure what it means. It means that it wasn't taught earlier. It was just recorded later. It's hard to imagine that they gave a clap in Sukkos. Here they're all right coming out. They made it from Ramses to Sukkos, and they gave a clap and said, you know, the following halacha is for Pesach Doros. It's hard to imagine. So it sounds like that they were all taught the halachas earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu decided not to teach them because it wasn't Lamaisa. So he records it over here. It's hanging over here. But the second sounds like that there was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that a Korban Pesach of somebody who has a Bris Milah is a different Korban Pesach. And that's what he wanted to teach them. He wanted to know that it's going to impact on the Korban Pesach. So once Moshe Rabbeinu got them to and something's very attractive, the whole thing is hard for us to picture. Something looks very geschmack about Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban Pesach. And then the only way to get out of this is to say that once they got the Bris Milah, that each one, their own Korban Pesach was Orgish Mak. And all this happened with Lech. Yes, this must have been at the night already, no? Why? No, Pesach Mitzrayim could be Tanora. But it wasn't a Geshmak. But they did a Bris Milah at night. Before Matan Torah, maybe you could do Bris Milah at night. I don't know. But Sorokin Gadol, what are these Tukim doing over here?
Are you allowed to spice the Korban Pesach?
I don't know if the Mavut doesn't sound like it was with the spice. It sounds like it was a Ruchnistic thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, let's finish up a little bit easier. What's Lel Shimurim? Let's go back with Lel Shimurim that says twice in the pasuk. We think Lel Shimurim means no Kriyas Malamita. So that's Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Beis Lel Shimurim L'Hashem Leitzim Yerif Mitzrayim Hu Alayla Zel Hashem Shimurim L'Chol Mnei Yisrael L'Derisam. Let's Shimurim twice. Lel Shimurim L'Hashem. Rashi Kadosh Baruch Hu was pining for this to happen, and Shimurim L'Chol Bnei Yisrael, it was a protected night. Two different auras. Let's look at the Sfarna.
Two different meanings of the word Shimurim.
Yeah. One anticipated and one is V'Oviv Shomaris Adover. Right? One is, and the other one is to be watched to me. The Sfarna. Leil Shimurim like Rashi. He was looking so much forward to get him in Tzrayim. Because he didn't want us to suffer. But he was waiting for us to have the Zchuyos. Mishamer umetzap b'kichov etz chesedu. Mechashev es haketz. Right, a good pshat for say tonight. Mechashev es haketz doesn't mean he was figuring out. It means he was trying to figure out how he can get out of Mitzrayim. And then, hu alayla zeh, ukemoyshe mishaper mitzapel ulas Yisrael, kol yemei golusam, kenu mishaper umetzapel lugulas Yisrael ha'asida. L'chol mishrol led day raisam. So it means that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to get us out of the old golas, so also, it's Shimurim, because Baruch Hu was trying to get out of this Golos. Shimurim, L'chom Yisrael, Lid Dai Reisam. Right? It's the Gemalda Gevart, why the end of Seder night is about the Gula Asid Alava. Tu Lel Shimurim. Okay. That is the Sfarna. Next, let's look at the Kleyakar. Lel Shimurim L'Hashem, Shimurim L'chom Bnei Yisrael, since Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Neiri biyadchem and nerchem biyadi, shemor li ve'eshmer lecha, shemor ner mitzvah ni yeshmor ner lekim nishmas adam shebiyadi." He says, "You take care of my mitzvahs; I take care of you." Hinei b'layla zu shom yisod ner mitzvah pesach kachol kachosav. We watched over the carbon pesach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu watched over us. So, how does it fit into the pasuk? Lel Shimurim Hashem Leitziyam, Hu Alayla Shimurim L'Chol Bnei Yisrael L'Dayraisa, because Klal Yisrael watched over the mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over Klal Yisrael. Right, that he says, and by the way, Sfarna says, now the Kleyakar says against what we normally think, that he says that the shmira of the core of the mitzvah was the deraisa. The shmira of Klal Yisrael was only b'shas Pesach Mitzvah. Okay, one more aura in the Arachayim. The Arachayim. Pasuk Mem Beis. Leil Shimurim. Yechavin Akosim Lirmois. Five Nisim happened on Leil Shimurim. What were they? Avram Avinu, the Arba Malachim, and Yecholek Aleim Alayla. Next, Yithias Mesroyu, Ibuchatze Laila. Third, Chizkiah, the Tzenchera was destroyed, Ibuchatze Laila. Fourth, Mordechai Vesser, Belaila Nashas Melech. And five, Geula Asida. So Leil Shimurim means the night has been set aside for many, many situations to bring about Geula. Keneged Neis Avram Omar Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. At the nays of the Arba Malachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu set it aside. Because that was one of the situations where Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. Everybody saw Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of Avraham Avinu. Okay? And Keneged Mitzrayim, that is like Tziyam Yeretz Mitzrayim. Number three, Neis Chizkiah, Hu Halayla. That's the lashon of the pasuk Vayibalailahu. Neis Mordechai was Hazel Hashem because it's also a Lailahu. All right, and Gula Sida Shimurim Lachol Bnei Yisrael Lidai Raisam. All right, so we have. So what do we do tonight? First, we learn Kisavoyu. We learn that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach was destined to be next in Eretz Yisrael. Was there a plan to have Korban number two in the Midbar? Rav Chaim says that was Kadosh Baruch Hu's haysafa, so to speak. Haysaf after Matan Torah to do a Korban Lashah, a one-shot Korban. Exactly why? We had to speculate. Our Chaim is very sketchy on it. Then we looked at that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the first mitzvah, he gave it to the Zakenim. All right, it could be that this is the way, this is the beginning of the pattern of giving the Torah to the Zakenim and then to Yeshua and so on. So the Chaim says, no, the Chiddush, before Matan Torah, we're not part of the program yet. So he had to do this, he had to take the Zakenim around and each one had to figure out a different way of teaching Klal Yisrael and getting pushing the program. That he needed many more teachers that each one to figure out how to talk to people. Good. Then we did the parsha of Kol Ben Nechor that is separated out from the other mitzvahs of Korban Pesach. Why is it separated out? So according to Rashi, it was given Bishas the other mitzvah. Rashi doesn't explain why it was separated out. So the Aruch Chaim says two pshatim. What was the first pshat? Then it was that this did not apply to Korban, to Pesach Mitzrayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to know their Korban Pesach is Bishlei Musa. It's not required. It will be required later on. And the other approach is that this is telling the story of Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban that everybody wanted to have a part of, and Moshe Rabbeinu then had to tell them that his Korban Pesach is limited to those of Bris Milah, and in that way he got many Jews to do Bris Milah before Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Yeah. According to Yarach Chaim's first interpretation, did they get Bris Milah in Mitzrayim before eating the Korban Pesach or not?
Sounds like not. Then they wouldn't have had to. That it was not limited to Bris Milah. Right? So it goes against the Mispeis Tesach B'Demayach. Right? According to that matters, they had Dam Milah and Dam Pesach.
It also goes against the Pasuk in Yeshua. The Pasuk in Yeshua says that who got the Bris Milah was anyone who was born in the Midbar.
Yeah. Well, no. It fits because according to this Medrash, they got their Bris Milah because they wanted to have Moshe Rabbeinu's Korban.
That's according to the second interpretation.
Yeah, yeah. According to the first. Right. And then the Lel Shimurim. One of the two Lel Shimurims. The one is anticipated and one is watched over. That's Rashi. The Kleyoker, it's a deal. We take care of Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, he takes care of us. Then the Svarna, that it is Lel Shimurim Mitzrayim and Lel Shimurim L'Dorois. And then the Archaim embellishes the Svarna by saying the entire Pasuk is that it was set aside for various geulas, beginning with Yisit Mitzrayim, and then in the beginning of Avraham Avinu, and then finishing up with the geula L'Asid Olama. Okay, I have to start taking notes for the Agana. Okay. Is that enough later on, David?
Yeah, if that works.
Okay. Good. I'll see you later on.
Great. Thank you so much, Kach. Thank you.